Hello, I'm Mahendra Gupte and we are going in to Chapter 3, Logistics and Warehousing. Warehousing plays a pivotal role in the supply chain, offering space for storage, consolidation and distribution of goods. It acts as a strategic link between production and distribution, providing storage and services like packaging and order fulfillment. Efficient warehouse management is key to supply chain success, enabling inventory control, timely delivery, cost reduction, and customer satisfaction. A warehouse is nothing else but a building for storing goods such as raw materials, packing materials, spare parts, or finished goods. Typically, these are large buildings in industrial areas equipped with loading docks, cranes, and forklifts. Warehousing plays a pivotal role in the supply chain, offering space for storage, consolidation, and distribution of goods. What is a warehouse, if you ask me, is a big, huge shed without any machinery per se. Maybe has machinery in terms of only lifting materials which are heavier than can be handled by human beings, and will have a lot of material handling equipment and infrastructure placed inside. Or it is an area or a space available to any company or business to store materials before the next operation. For example, raw materials before production, finished goods before packaging and distribution, things like that. It acts as a strategic link between production and distribution, providing storage and services like packaging and order fulfillment. Efficient warehouse management is key to supply chain success, enabling inventory control, timely delivery, cost reduction, and customer satisfaction. As I said, a warehouse is a building for storing goods such as raw materials, packing materials, spare parts, or finished goods. Typically, these are large buildings in industrial areas equipped with loading docks, cranes, and forklifts. These buildings at industrial areas are more or less the distribution centers or the transit points for materials as used by companies to move materials from one region to other or for distribution thereafter. The Indian warehousing industry is experiencing significant growth driven by e-commerce, urbanization, GST implementation, and increased trade, with a projected market size of approximately $2 billion by 2025. A key trend in this adoption of advanced technologies like warehouse management systems, robotics, automation, and AI to boost productivity. As we are aware, there has been a boom in the Indian industry, in the Indian market, with e-commerce platforms. Now, each of these e-commerce platforms to meet customers' requirement need a warehouse, and that is where the Indian warehousing industry is experiencing a significant growth driven by e-commerce. With GST implementation, the taxation is very clear now, and there need not be different tax rates at different states. As a result, the increased trade is projected to cross 20 billion by the end of the year. A key trend is the adoption of advanced technologies like warehouse management systems, robotics, automation, and AI to boost productivity because of the multinational, especially the multinationals who have come in and are looking at A-class warehouses, where the number of SKUs would run into, if not millions, at least thousands. Warehousing and logistics. Warehousing and logistics are often seen as two sides of the same coin. Warehousing primarily deals with the storage of goods. Logistics focuses on the transportation of these goods. Progressive organizations aim to integrate both logistics and warehousing activities. Warehouse management centers on how products are stored within the warehouse premises. Logistics management, a part of supply chain management, It involves the entry, handling, and movement of goods, ensuring smooth business operations. These two functions are interdependent and essential for an efficient supply chain. So, how does warehousing and logistics come together? Logistics and warehousing are considered to be two sides of the same coin because one cannot do without the other. Warehousing focuses on storage and logistics focuses on transportation of the stored items. Progressive organizations aim to integrate both logistics and warehousing activities, and as a result, warehousing is most of the time under the logistics department in a integrated setup. Warehouse management centers on how products are stored within the warehouse premises, that there is a huge science available and there are so many rules available for efficient storage systems wherein the kind of item, the weight, the volume, the frequency of movement, all that gets considered and a location gets allotted. Logistics management, when we are looking at movement of materials, and which is, of course, we have understood that logistics management is part of the supply chain management. It involves the entry, handling, and movement of goods, ensuring smooth business operations. These two functions are interdependent and essential for an efficient supply chain. You cannot move material unless you have it. That means you need a warehouse, and you cannot move it. That means you need transportation. What are the warehouse functions per se? Storage, providing a secure location for goods, protecting them from theft, damage, and adverse weather. Inventory management, tracking inventory levels and managing stock replenishment to ensure product availability. Consolidation, combining shipments from multiple suppliers to reduce transportation costs and improve efficiency. Cross-docking, transferring goods directly from incoming to outgoing trucks without intermediate storage, reducing transit time. Order fulfillment, managing the picking, packing, and shipping of orders to customers or retail stores. So let's look at the warehouse functions in detail. Storage, primary function of providing a secure location for goods, protecting them from theft, damage, and adverse weather. Inventory management, tracking inventory levels and managing stock replenishment to ensure product availability. So you first have a space for storage, and then you need to understand and know what is it that is stored in that space. Consolidation, combining shipments from multiple suppliers to reduce transportation costs and improve efficiency. The opposite side is also true. Combining shipments for distribution to many or more distributors in a given region. Cross-docking, transferring goods directly from incoming to outgoing trucks without intermediate storage, reducing transit time. Would this puts up another question, which means that does the supplier package the goods as they are required for the end customer? Are we as a business informing the supplier the whereabouts and the identity of our customer? No, that is not the case here. What happens is that what is as an order placed with the supplier is that the number of items and their quantities that are required for a particular distribution center. Now, these materials are packed by the supplier assigned to that distribution center as per the requirements of the customer, that is us, the company. These are packed into trucks and delivered at a common point where they are just unloaded from one truck and then reloaded into different trucks going to the different regions. This means that there is no storage at that warehouse. What does that mean? That implies that there is no record of an input and an output. The storage at the warehouse, the dock is only used to transfer goods from one vehicle to another. Order fulfillment, managing the picking, packing, and shipping of orders to customers or retail stores. Transportation management, facilitating the movement of goods often located near transportation hubs. Risk mitigation, acting as a buffer by storing inventory to protect against supply chain disruptions. Value-added services, offering services like labeling, packaging, and assembly. Data management, collecting and utilizing data on inventory levels, transportation times, and other KPIs to optimize operations. The transportation management facilitates the movement of goods, often located near transportation hubs. So what those warehouses which are close to transportation hubs, the biggest advantage to them is that transport is available at close quarters, and you're saving a hell of a lot of money on a truck coming empty to your warehouse, getting filled, and then traveling the same distance without actually adding any value to the entire process. Risk mitigation, acting as a buffer by storing inventory to protect against supply chain disruptions. So how does warehouse function help risk mitigation? You have stock. If there is going to be some sudden demand, or if there's going to be a price fluctuation or whatever. Value-added services, offering services like labeling, packaging, and assembly. This add value to the product so that it reaches the customer at a much faster pace. Data management, collecting and utilizing data on inventory levels, transportation times, and other KPIs to optimize operations. Collection of data on inputs, outputs, inventory cycles, inventory levels, transportation times helps us to decide what needs to be reviewed, what needs to be improved. Let's break down the processes in warehousing. Receiving. The initial step in the warehouse workflow ensures ordered goods arrive in acceptable quality and quantity. Involves delivery, unloading, inspection, and forwarding for storage. Improvement strategies, scheduling deliveries using technology, barcode scanners, WMS, and having clear procedures for discrepancies. The initial step in the warehouse flow workflow is receiving. Ensures ordered goods arrive in acceptable quality and quantity. Now, it would be wrong to say that they arrive, but it would be good to say that they are unloaded in acceptable quality and quantity, because only what is dispatched can arrive. Involves delivery, unloading, inspection, and forwarding for storage. So whenever material reaches a warehouse, it is, and delivery is involved, then the material is unloaded, it is inspected for quality and quantity, and then kept ready for the forwarded to the next stage for storage. Improvement strategies, scheduling deliveries using technology, barcode scanners, warehouse management systems, and having clear procedures for discrepancies. So which means that when an order is placed, you are able to easily make material available against that purchase order or against that customer order. Put away. The placement of received inventory into designated storage areas. An efficient put-away process optimizes space and aids seamless picking. Improvement strategies, utilizing WMS for optimal location guidance, technology like barcode scanners or RFID, and implementing zone-based put-away systems. Let's understand this. The placement of received inventory into designated storage areas. So the material, once you say, you update your system and say that so and so material has arrived, it will allot a space for it in the given designated storage areas, depending on the quantity, the product, and all other parameters. How does this help? This helps in an efficient put-away process, optimizes space, and aids seamless picking. Let me just share with you another example. What happens, have you observed, whenever you enter a supermarket? The supermarket, knowingly, unknowingly, if you have observed, places materials, some specific materials in specific zones, in specific aisles, and as a result, guides you or makes you go through the aisle only in the forward direction. Very rarely unless if you have forgotten something that you would want to go retract back and go to another, the same aisle again. But you will observe that the movement in the aisle is unidirectional. Now this principle is used for storage. And whenever materials are put away, they are put away in a such a sequence that when a person is the picker moves through the aisle, he moves unidirectionally and picks up material so that there is no holdup. Even in that picking process, there is no bottleneck where there are two people or three people trying to pick the same item or in the same aisle. Improvement strategies, utilizing warehouse management systems for optimal location guidance. Technology like barcode scanners or RFID and implementing zone-based put-away systems. Most of the warehouses are designed in a way where you have reserve capacity or reserve stock which is kept away from the area where material is kept, which keeps moving. This is for two things. One is it reduces the number of footfalls in the reserved inventory area, because then you don't need to really access it. At the same time, it frees up space in the actual inventory moving area, because now you have got more space to move around with clear aisles and just required inventory. Picking, the process of selecting and collecting goods to fulfill customer orders. It's a labor-intensive task that significantly impacts customer satisfaction and operational costs. Improvement strategies, employing autonomous mobile robots or automated guided vehicles, robust WMS software, voice-directed or light-directed systems, and strategies like batch or zone picking. The picking process is one of the most critical of the processes in terms of meeting a customer's requirement. The reason being that the process is of selecting and collecting goods to fulfill that customer order which has come to you. It is labor intensive because material has to be physically picked up against the order, ensure that the item is absolutely the same that is required by the customer, and see that it reaches the point of packaging or consolidation, whichever is earmarked. Improvement strategies. There are warehouses and companies who are employing autonomous mobile robots or automated guided vehicles, which are assigned a customer order and the AGV or the AMR would move in the direction required to collect material and bring it to the point of packaging. Packing products to ensure they are safely delivered. Involves using appropriate materials judiciously and correct labeling. Improvement strategies, implementing automated packaging systems, robust package quality control, and clear standardized packing guidelines. So packing is important to ensure that the product reaches the customer in the best of its conditions. Involves using appropriate materials judiciously and correct labeling. Improvement strategies, implementing automated packaging systems, robust package quality control, and clear standardization packing guidelines. There are companies who, based on destination and mode of transport, decide a secondary layer of package is required or not required, and accordingly guide the product through the conveyor or through the packaging system. Dispatching. The process of loading and sending goods out of the warehouse begins with picking the correct items and ensuring the order is complete. Improvement strategies, efficient scheduling, real-time tracking of shipments, automated systems, conveyor belts, AGVs, and transportation management system for route planning. What is dispatching? Dispatching is the process of loading and sending goods out of the warehouse. Begins with picking the correct items and ensuring the order is complete, or rather the packaging is complete and all the items are packed in one container or one package. This package, goes without saying, has to be properly labeled to be picked for the correct destination. What are the improvement strategies? Efficient scheduling, real-time tracking of shipments, automated systems, and transportation management systems to track the material en route. Shipping, the movement of goods from the warehouse to their final destination. Many businesses use WMS to manage shipments. Success relies on vigilance regarding picking, packing, courier partners, labels, transportation, and tracking. Improvement strategies. Utilizing WMS and TMS, selecting reliable courier partners, and strategic inventory placement. Shipping, the actual physical movement of goods from the warehouse to their final destination. Many businesses use warehouse management systems to manage shipments, because today warehouse management systems have got add-ons like the transport management system or the vehicle tracking systems which can be incorporated. Success relies on vigilance regarding picking, packing, courier partners, labels, transportation, and tracking. We understood in the earlier chapter that if the labels are wrong, then you are going to have a double delivery and a return that you need to handle. Of course, the customer satisfaction would be at its lowest, and you may also lose the customer to your competitor. Improvement strategies. Utilizing warehouse management systems and transport management systems, selecting reliable courier partners, and strategic inventory placement. Today, these softwares help you to actually monitor the performance of your courier partner as to how many times did he deliver on time as per commitment and how many times were there errors in the deliveries that have taken place. Kitting, de-kitting. Assembling multiple products into a single kit or disassembling them. Streamlines order management and fulfillment, reduces errors, saves storage space, and lowers labor costs. Improvement strategies. Establishing a dedicated kitting area, implementing automated systems, conveyors, pick-to-light, robotics, considering batch kitting and continuous data analysis. What is understood by kitting, de-kitting, and why is it necessary? Assembling multiple products into a single kit or disassembling them. For example, you have, all of you, those who drive automobiles, realize that there is a wiper blade set that you require to replace, especially in the monsoon season. So, in all probability, there are wiper blades which are packed as a set for a particular model of vehicle. There could be also singles available, but then our kit would cost you lesser and you can be sure that it will fit your model of vehicle. Streamlines order management and fulfillment, reduces errors, saves storage space, and lowers labor costs. Now the kits are available, or rather they are made in the warehouse so that they get transported together in all the further stages, which implies that you need not worry that something is missing from that kit. Improvement strategies, establishing a dedicated kitting area, implementing automated systems, conveyors, or pick-to-light robotics, considering batch kitting and continuous data analysis. What is this pick-to-light concept? Pick-to-light robotics is where if the arm of the robo doesn't pick up the right product or the correct light doesn't work, rather it doesn't turn green, it gives you a red or an orange where a supervisor would be required to ensure that to check and correct the error. Casing. Gathering goods that remain in their protective cases, typically for fragile items. Modern warehouses often use automated conveyor belts for this purpose. Improvement strategies, identifying items requiring casing and using a mix of manual and automated handling systems. Casing is nothing else but gathering goods that remain in their protective cases. That means they were received in a particular packaging from your supplier and has to move to your customer in the same packaging. So, in short, you as a distributor or a company engaged in B2C business does not have to spend anything on the packaging except ensure that the casing, that the material was received, is protected and has in no way damaged. This is usually used for fragile items or items which should not be going through any jerks or are sensitive to jerks or transportation hiccups. Modern warehouses often use automated conveyor belts for this purpose. Considering the sensitivity of the material, the jerkiness or protection that it is required, warehouses use conveyor belts so that material doesn't get physically handled and the question or the possibility of dropping the package if it is heavy, it does not arise. Improvement strategies: identifying items that require such casing and using of mixed manual and automated handling systems. Manual systems may be to unload them from the shelf, and then automated systems so that no further handling is required. Inventory tracking: recording, managing and storing information about all items in the warehouse. Crucial for preventing stock errors and ensuring product availability. Modern technology like WMS and IoT devices has made this process more efficient. Improvement strategies: regular cycle counting, warehouse management systems for real-time visibility, automated reordering systems, IoT devices and standardized inventory management procedures. Inventory tracking: one of the critical areas or KPIs for the warehouse is to know and understand what is the value of your inventory, as well as what does that inventory actually contain in terms of SKUs. Recording, managing and storing information about all items in the warehouse. Crucial for preventing stock errors and ensuring product availability. How does this inventory get updated? Inventory gets updated is the stock gets updated when you get an input or a receipt from your supplier, and it reduces when a customer order is placed and material is picked against that customer order and dispatched. So these are the two points of entry and exit for inventory to either increase or decrease. Modern technology like WMS and IoT, that is Internet of Things devices, has made this process more efficient, because today you can have those IoT devices placed on packages and can track how that inventory is moving. Improvement strategies: regular cycle counting. In spite of the technology available, finally it is physical goods that will fetch you money, fetch you income. Remember this. As a result, you cannot get out of regular cycle counting. That means periodically keep doing a perpetual count. That is, perpetual inventory is another term for regular cycle counting, where the critical items may be classified under whatever category, A, B, C. You would want to count the A items or the high value items, whatever you decide as a company policy. WMS for real-time visibility, to get to know where your inventory is, how much is it, and what is the reordering system. Value-added services as a process. Enhancing a product or service, example, customer packaging, labeling, branding, to increase its value and attractiveness to customers. Begins with understanding customer needs and preferences. Many companies who use 3PL service providers repackage material received from a supplier into their own brand and branding packaging to make it more attractive and increase its value to the customers. Begins with understanding customer needs and preferences. As I just mentioned, if you are in that particular industry and handling such products which are sensitive to packaging and attractiveness, this would be a requirement. This would be an area of focus. Returns or reverse logistics. Managing the process of items returned by customers, including pickup, assessment for restocking or disposal, and processing refunds or exchanges. Increasingly important with the rise of online shopping. What are returns? Returns are those items which you and me as customers return back to e-commerce platforms because we didn't like the item, it was not as per our expectations, or there was a size or a fit problem. There could be also a reason that the item was not what you ordered. You got a wrong item. Whatever the reason, the material has to go back because it is money for the business. As a result, this needs to be handled correctly and a decision needs to be taken quickly on disposal or what should be the next processing. Mind you, you are already being refunded or an exchange or a replacement is already on its way to you as soon as you have processed a return and a replacement requirement. Increasingly important with the rise of online shopping. In fact, I have yet to come across any individual who is ready to go online shop to click on an online shopping portal if there is no guarantee or confirmation from the website or the portal that returns are possible. Improvement strategies, a clear and concise return policy, an effective return merchandise authorization system, automated systems for returns, returns management, rigorous quality checks for returned items, and a robust system for dealing with returned goods, reselling, recycling, or disposal. So, what are the improvement strategies in reverse logistics? A clear and concise return policy. Under what conditions will you as a business accept a return? An effective return merchandise authorization system, automated systems for returns management. What happens is whenever you process a return, whenever you say that you want to return, they say that your return request has been accepted. And then most of the time, if it is size or color or return for no defect, then the merchandise authorization is immediately put in place and you get an indication that so and so is the date that the item will be picked up. Again, the further process is also automated. As soon as the item is picked up and registered that it has been picked up from the customer, a refund process gets into place. Rigorous quality checks are done for all the items which are returned, and there has to be a process or a decision making whether they have to be resold, they can be recycled, or they need to be disposed of. Reporting and analytics. Collecting and analyzing data on warehouse operations to gain insights, track KPIs, identify inefficiencies, forecast demand, and optimize processes. Improvement strategies using data visualization tools, integrating WMS for performance tracking, leveraging IoT data for predictive analytics, and implementing real-time KPI monitoring. How does reporting and analytics come into picture? Collecting and analyzing data on the various warehouse operations to gain insights, track KPIs, identify inefficiencies, initiate improvements, and forecast demand and optimize processes. Improvement strategies using data visualization tools, integrating WMS for performance tracking, leveraging IoT data for predictive analytics, and implementing real-time KPI monitoring. Providing value-added services. Value-added warehousing and distribution go beyond traditional storage and basic distribution functions. These are additional services tailored to specific client needs that add value to the supply chain processes. What are the key VAS value-added service areas? Packaging. Developing innovative, sustainable, and eye-catching packaging that serves as a marketing tool and enhances brand recognition. Quality control, implementing measures like inspections and testing to ensure products meet required standards before leaving the warehouse, building reliability. Let's look at it again. Packaging, developing innovative, sustainable, and eye-catching packaging that serves as a marketing tool and enhances brand recognition. Today, customers are also looking to see whether we as businesses are using recyclable material, and the material that is used for packaging, was it recycled or no? Quality control, implementing measures like inspections and testing to ensure products meet required standards. It is always better to ensure that the material that is leaving against our customer order is the right material of the right quality and the brand that the customer has requested. Reverse logistics, efficiently managing the flow of return goods for purposes like repairs, recycling, or disposal, which reduces costs and supports sustainability. Storage, providing safe and sufficient space for goods, reducing waste, and enabling response to market fluctuations. Movement of goods, facilitating unloading, offloading, and seamless internal transfer of inbound, outbound, and transferred goods. So, what are the other aspects? Reverse logistics, efficiently managing the flow of return goods. Storage, offering proper sufficient space for goods, reducing waste, and enabling response to market fluctuations. Movement of goods, facilitating unloading, offloading, and seamless internal transfer of inbound, outbound transferred goods. Safeguarding goods, protecting items from theft, damage due to temperature, dampness, dust, heat, and loss through security measures and optimal storage conditions. Quality inspections, ensuring received inventory matches packing lists and is free from damage. Stock counts, conducting regular manual checks of inventory, often combined with perpetual inventory systems to maintain accurate records. Annual stock counts are often a legal requirement. Documentation, generating and verifying necessary paperwork, invoices, packing lists, shipping documents, transport clearances, etc. before goods are dispatched. Pest control, implementing measures to safeguard products from damage by rodents, insects, and other pests. Cross-docking, transferring goods from inbound to outbound vehicles without intermediate storage to reduce inventory costs and improve customer service by speeding up delivery.